these two kinds of people.
那么在今天的话呢，我们能看到在对这两种不同的人，他们在三个方面的不同的对比。
The contrast of two sinners.
那也就是说，这个是两个罪人的对比。
Secondly, the contrast of two responses to Christ.
两样回应的对比。
And thirdly, the contrast of two motivations of the heart.
第三是两种动机的对比。
And to begin, we must understand that this account is the tale of two kinds of sinners.
那么当我们在看这一段的时候，实际上我们刚刚读的这段是讲到两种不同的罪人。
On the one hand was a Pharisee who was well respected in the community and looked up to as a righteous man.
在一方面的话，这是一个法利赛人，他在他的这个这个社区里面，他在他的这个周围的人里面，他是非常被尊重的一个人。
And then there was a woman who was recognized as being sinful, had a bad reputation in the community.
那另外一方面是个女人，那么她是被人称作是罪人，而且她是名声狼藉的一个人。
Some speculate that she may have been a prostitute or some kind of adulterous woman.
那么人们在猜想呢，她或者是一个妓女，或者是她是一个生活上面不太检点的一个人。
Whatever the sin, it would have been seen as scandalous in the community and known to all.
她的这个不管她是什么样的罪呢，在实际上在她这个犹太人的这个是团体里面会是已经被当作是一个丑闻，大家都知道的一件事情。
But what we need to understand is that both the woman and the Pharisee were sinners equally separated from God.
但是我们要想知道，我们要知道的就是说，这个法利赛人和这个女人，他们两个都是罪人，而且他们呢，同样的都和神是分离的。
In verse 36, it says that this Pharisee invited Jesus to come to his house.
那么在三十六节里面讲到，这个法利赛人他请耶稣到他家吃饭。
And this may have been a response to when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees for their criticism of him.
那么这个可能是他对耶稣在这先前对这些法利赛人说他们来责备他们的一个回应。
It seems like that this Pharisee inviting Jesus into his home was an attempt to somehow mend the reputation that Jesus had tarnished of the Pharisees.
那么表面上看的话，这个法利赛人请耶稣到他们家吃饭，可能是要做一个试图能够来修补他们在这先前他们不愉快的这样一个关系。
Remember, he was rebuking them for being self-righteous and legalistic.
那么因为我们记得在前面耶稣斥责他们说他们实际上是一些自义的人，是一些律法主义的人。
But there might have been a second motive for the Pharisee to invite Jesus.
但实际上的话，他内在可能还有一个动机。
To observe him in order to find a flaw so that they could discredit him.
那就是在让耶稣来吃饭的时候，他们在这旁边来观察他，来找到这里边有没有一些他能有些差错，这样的话就可以来或者是诽谤他，或者是诋毁他。
The Pharisees were curious about him as to how he could draw so many people to follow him and how he was doing the miracles that he was doing.
所以的话，这些法利赛人对耶稣他是很好奇的。他们在好奇耶稣怎么样就能够吸引这么多人在他的身边，怎么样能够行那么多的神迹。
But it seems that they really did not have an interest in knowing his true identity, only in finding some way to discredit him.
但是他们实际上并没有一个真正的动机想知道耶稣究竟是谁，他们只是想找一些证据，这样的话能够诋毁耶稣。
Anyway, they were reclining at this table for this special meal.
所以呢，他们就是依靠在这个桌子上面来吃这一顿这个他们那个请耶稣的饭。
And to be invited to have a meal with the Pharisees, this would have been seen as a special privilege.
如果一个人他要是被法利赛人来邀请去吃饭的话，这实际上是一个非常觉得是有特殊的一个非常有荣耀的一件事情。
And these kinds of events would draw people in the community to come to this dinner to sit around and listen to the conversation.
那么就是这样的一个筵席的话，它也会让这个很多的这些犹太这个他们自己的这些人，他们能够吸引他们到这个筵席上面来看，来观察这个，来看这他们吃饭。
So this sinful woman hears about this event.
那么这个女人她也许就她就听说了这样有这样一件事情。
And she comes and kneels at the feet of Jesus and begins to wash his feet with her hair and tears.
那么这个女人就来到了这里，然后她跪在耶稣的脚前，用她的眼泪和头发来洗耶稣的脚。
She then kisses his feet in an act of pure love and thanksgiving.
她因着她的这种一种纯洁的一种爱和一种感恩，她在亲吻耶稣的脚。
Now many assume that this may have been Mary Magdalene.
那么 也许有人说的这个女人可能是抹大拉的玛利亚，这就是圣经记载的。
But in the next chapter, in Luke 8, Luke then introduces Mary Magdalene.
但是的话，在下一章，也就是第八章里面呢，路加特别的把那个介绍了抹大拉的玛利亚。
So this woman in chapter 7 was likely not that Mary.
那也就是说，这个女人很可能不是抹大拉的玛利亚。
In verse 39, it says, Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet...He would have known who and what sort of woman this was who was touching him, for she is a sinner.
在这个路加福音的七章三十九节里面这样记载说，说请耶稣的法利赛人看见这件事以后，他的心里就说，这个人若是先知的话，必知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的一个女人，乃是罪人。
So this Pharisee strongly disapproved of the situation.
那么这个法利赛人他非常非常的不满意这个事情这样的发生。
His disapproval was mostly directed at Jesus for allowing this sinful woman to touch him.
他反对的这件事情的一个中心就是说，他不认为，他认为耶稣基督他怎么会让这样一个有罪的女人来触摸他？
And it was a silent criticism.
那么当然这是一个在内心里面的一个不满。
And it reveals the true intention of this Pharisee's heart.
这个不满的话，实际上也能够看出来，法利赛人他请耶稣他真正的动机是什么？
He saw this as the reason why Jesus cannot be considered a prophet.
那么也就是说，他觉得这个耶稣他能让这个有罪的女人触摸他的话，他一定不是一个先知。
And his basis for coming to this conclusion was the legalism and self-righteousness that had blinded the Pharisee.
那么他之所以能做这样一个判断，是因为他的律法主义，是因为他的自我为意的、自以为意的这样一个这样的这种想法，把他的眼睛给遮住了。
Now in that culture, it was a great gesture of respect to wash the feet of a guest that had come into your house.
因为在当时的这个文化里面的话，那么让一个客人来洗他的脚，这是一个非常尊重客人的这样的一个举动。
But this Pharisee had no interest in showing Jesus this kind of respect.
但是这个法利赛人他根本就没有兴趣来做这件事情，对耶稣。
But consider the heart of this woman.
但是我们在看这个女人她的心。
She takes it upon herself and takes a position of humility at Jesus' feet.
她把她自己谦卑在耶稣的脚前。
She had tears flowing out of her, revealing the godly sorrow that she had for her sins.
她流了很多的眼泪，这也能看出来她在心里面有这样一个痛悔、忧伤、痛悔的心。
And then she revealed that she had a servant's heart by using what God had given her to serve him.
那么她同时又有这样一个仆人的心，用神所给她的东西来侍奉耶稣。
She didn't have a towel or a bucket of water.
她并没有这个一桶水和一个毛巾。
But she had her hair and her godly tears.
但是她有她的头发和她的圣洁的眼泪。
And she expressed her love for Jesus and thankfulness to him by continually kissing his feet.
她把她的这个对耶稣的爱和这个感恩都体现在她一直不停地用来亲吻耶稣基督的脚。
And then she offered up a sacrifice of praise by anointing his feet with this expensive oil, an oil that was like a perfume.
然后她又把她的这个非常贵重的香膏把它奉献在耶稣的面前。
And that was likely perfume that she may have used in her occupation as a prostitute.
也许她这个香膏她当时是因为作为一个这个妓女她使用的这个香膏。
For a woman with her kind of reputation,
那么对于一个女人，她如果有这样的一个狼藉的名声
，to enter into a Pharisee's home, let down her hair and do this, that would be seen as dangerous.
那么来到了一个这个法利赛人的家里面，把她的这个头发打开来做这样一件事情，可能当时人会认为这是一件非常危险的事情。
But she was determined to express this worship to Jesus.
但是她定义要用这种方式来敬拜耶稣。
The question is why?
那么问题就是他为什么要这么做
？It seems that she had been given some measure of faith.
那么能看出来，他可能在心里面已有了一定的信心，一些信心。
We don't know how much she knew about Jesus.
我们不知道他对耶稣了解了多少。
But we know that she was a known sinner in that community, and she came flooded with tears.
我们知道他是一个在当时在犹太人的这个他们的这个社区里面，他是一个罪人。他来到这里，他。痛哭流涕，她流了很多的眼泪。
And her emotion directed her to express such love and gratitude to Jesus.
那么她的这样一个情感，让她能够在这个时候能够向耶稣能够表达了这么多的这种爱和这种感恩。
Why is that?
为什么她会这样
？It suggests that she had been given a significant amount of insight into who Jesus was and the hope that she had in him.
那么在这个地方的话，我们可以看到他对耶稣基督能够给他有多大的这个盼望，能够看到这样一个程度。
She knew how much of a sinner she was.
她知道她自己是多么重的一个罪人。
And it seems that she knew the mercy and forgiveness that she could attain from Jesus.
看起来她也知道从耶稣基督来的恩典，来的这个怜悯，她能够从耶稣基督那里得到。
But this great act of kindness that she did was an offense to the Pharisee.
但是她做的这些，这个出于这种好意做的这些事情，对于法利赛人来说的话，是一个冒犯。
He viewed this woman as an intrusion and her actions as being inappropriate.
他认为这个女人她是来闯到的，她在家里面，而且她做了非常非常不合适的事情。
And here we begin to see the contrast between these two people's motives concerning Jesus.
那么我们这里就看到这两个罪人，他们关于耶稣基督他们的这个动机就有很大的不同。
The woman came out of pure love and thankfulness to Jesus.
那么这个女人，这个妇人来到这里的话，是出于她对耶稣基督的爱和出于对耶稣基督的感恩。
Simon the Pharisee invited Jesus to come into his home to investigate him and maybe discredit him.
那么这个 Simon, 这个西门，这个法利赛人把耶稣基督请到他的家里面的目的是为了在这里来观察耶稣，来诋毁耶稣。
And we see the quick conclusion that he came to.
我们看到他立刻就做出了一个结论。
When he said, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.
我们看到他说到，这个人若是先知的话，必知道摸他的是谁，这个是个什么样的女人，乃是个罪人。
And this is the kind of response that a legalistic, prideful skeptic would give, not someone that was seeking after God's heart.
那么这种反应实际上是一个典型的这个律法主义的和自以为意的人他们的反应，而不是一个去真诚的去跟随耶稣的人的反应。
However, Jesus would show Simon that he was indeed more than a prophet.
那么耶稣基督接下来就告诉了西门，他实际上他甚至不光是一个先知。
He would show Simon that he in fact knew Simon's thoughts.
因为他向他跟西门展现的是，他甚至知道西门是在想什么事情。
Because remember, the Pharisee didn't express this disapproval vocally. He thought it.
那么我们知道这个法利赛人他并没有这个在用他的语言来把这种不满意表达出来。
And Jesus did this by giving a parable in verse 40 through 43.
那么耶稣基督在接下来的这个40到43章里面就跟西门讲了一个这样一个比喻。
And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, Say it, teacher. A certain money lender and two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt.And he said to him, You have judged rightly.
耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠了五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
So as Jesus often did, he uses finances to illustrate his point.
那么这个地方耶稣就用了这样一个财务的事情来把他的这个观点向他们说明。
He knew finances hit people where they felt it most.
因为他觉得用钱的这个方式来解释的话，大家可能能够更加的了解。
But he was clearly using this parable to contrast the spiritual situation between the sinful woman and this Pharisee.
但是他在这地方用这样一个故事，实际上是来比较这个法利赛人和这个妇人他们在属灵上的光景。
The woman and the Pharisee were represented by these two debtors.
那么这个法利赛人和这个女人他们是被这个两个欠债的人来代表了。
The sinful woman was represented by the person that owed the 500 denarii.
那么这个有这个罪这个妇人的话，她是被这个欠了她五十两银子的人。
And the Pharisee was the one who was represented by the one who owed 50.
那么欠了五两银的人就代表这个法利赛人。
So it seems that she owed 10 times more than the Pharisee.
那么看这个女人她欠的这个钱是比这个法利赛人欠的钱要多十倍。
But that was from the perspective of this parable, not necessarily in reality.
那这实际上是从这个预言这个故事来讲的，还是从这个观点来讲？但实际上这个女人是不是一定比这个法利赛人要犯罪多犯了十倍？其实不是这样的。
And the monetary debt that they owed in the parable symbolized sin.
在这个地方的话，他们所欠的钱的数量在这里呢，表征了他们的罪。
And then the money lender obviously would represent God.
那么这个施债主呢，实际上呢，在这里就是代表神。
Jesus asked Simon a very simple question.
耶稣问了西门一个非常简单的问题。
The money lender forgives both debts. Which one will love the lender more?
这个人他赦免了两个人的这个银子，那么其中哪一个人更加的爱这个债主呢？
And it seems that Simon responded in a very dismissive way, saying, I suppose the one who owed more.
西门他的回答就是说，我想是那个多得恩免的人吧。
And Jesus encouraged him and said, that's the right answer.
那么耶稣基督鼓励他说，对，你断得不错。
But then Jesus brings down the rebuke.
但是接下来耶稣就开始来责备这个西门了。
In verse 44 through 47, he said, Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little.
于是他转过来向那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人了吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油膏我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她爱的更多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
So Jesus describes all these good things that this woman had done for him.
那么主耶稣就在这里，他来描述了这些女人，这个女人对他做的所有的这些事情。
And then in verse 47, he says, therefore.
那么他在第47节里面他说所以。
Whenever there's a therefore, we need to ask, why is that therefore, therefore?
那么在这地方的话，耶稣基督为什么要用所以呢？
I'm not sure if that translated. But one may interpret what Jesus meant was that because of what this woman did for him, she was then forgiven.
那么在这地方耶稣想要说的就是因为他所做的这些，他的罪都赦免了。
But that would be an assumption that does not take into consideration all the possible understandings.
但是的话呢，实际上他的这地方的这个讲的呢，它并不是像我们很多的不同的这种对这些问题不同的理解一样，它有很多不同的理解。
Was the cause of her forgiveness the fact that she showed love toward Jesus?
那么他对耶稣基督所显示的爱是他得赦免的一个原因吗？
Did she earn that forgiveness?
她是不是真的是在这里争取到了这样一个耶稣基督的赦免呢？
The verse says, Therefore I tell you, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much.
这地方呢，确实是这么说，说所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她爱得多。她这地方用的是 for 她爱得多，用英文里面。
But the word for can be utilized in more than one way.
但是这个因为我们中文翻译的这边用英文的是 for, 但这个 for 在英文里面它有几种不同的说法。
For example, I could say the house exploded for the dynamite accidentally went off.
比方说我可以说这个房子它那个爆炸了，因为这个房子里面的这个火药它被点燃了。
Or
这里用的是因为。
Or I could have another example where I say the house exploded for I saw it.
那么另外我可以说呢，这个房子它爆炸了。因为我看见他了，我看见他爆炸了。
In the second example, the word for is not the cause, but it is the evidence of.
但是这第二个这个例子就是这房子爆炸了，因为我看见他了。这个因为并不是爆炸的原因，而是爆炸的一个证据。
So the woman's love expressed toward Jesus was not the cause of her forgiveness.
所以在这里的话，这个女人在这么讲，她罪得赦免了，因为他爱得多。这个爱得多并不是他被得赦免的一个原因。
It was not the cause, but it was the evidence that she had been forgiven already.
这个不是他得赦免的原因，这个爱，但是这是他得赦免的，后来看到的得赦免的一个证据或者是一个结果。
If we are to interpret her works as being the cause of her forgiveness, then that would contradict the whole message of the gospel.
那么如果我们要是说啊，因为他对耶稣做了这么多的东西，所以他就得到赦免了，那么这实际上这个道理和我们在圣经里面看到的这个因信称义的这个道理又是有矛盾的。
One could easily say, why would Jesus even have to die on the cross if we could be forgiven by just washing his feet?
因为我们会说，耶稣基督他为什么在十字架上呢？那如果我们要是多做一些的话，他就不需要为我们死在十字架上。
But we need to take all of Scripture into consideration.
但是我们在这里就要看到这个整个圣经它所讲的这个道理。
In Ephesians 2:8-10,
以弗所书的二章八到十节这样说。
It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them."
你们得救是本乎恩也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
This woman's acts were prepared for her to walk in by God.
那么实际上，这个女人她所做的这些行为，实际上是神所预备，让她将来能够与神同行的。
It was by His grace that regenerated her heart and directed her steps.To commit this act of love to Jesus.
是因为神的这个恩典能够来更新他的心，能够来引导他的脚步，让他做的这些事情。
Now someone may protest. Well, doesn't that violate her free will?
那么有的人可能会在这里抗议说，这不是违背了他自己的自由意志吗？
But think about this. Think about when you pray for someone.
那么我们在这里说是，如果你要是向神祷告一件事情，
when you pray for their salvation.
那比如说你要向神祷告来求他的救恩
What do you pray for?
你在求什么呢
You pray that God would change their heart.
那么你来祷告来求神的救恩临到一些人的时候你求的是让神来改变这些人的心
You pray that God would intervene in their will.
那么你在这里祷告是让神来干预他们的意志
And the truth is that apart from God doing that, none of us would ever turn to God.
那么事实上的话，如果神不来干预我们的自由意志的话，我们没有一个人会转向神的。
Because when we're born, we're born without free will. We are born enslaved to sin.
因为当我们出生的时候，我们自己并不是实际上有了自我的意志，而是我们出生在罪的奴役之下。
But once God regenerates our heart, we still make a choice.
那么当神他来重新来更新我们的心的时候，我们仍然需要去来做一些选择。
But choosing to trust in Christ is the only choice that a regenerated heart will make.
但是如一个更新的心，他所做的唯一的选择就是他选择去信靠耶稣。
Anyone who would reject Christ, who would reject the gospel, does not have a regenerated heart.
那么一个人如果他要是拒绝耶稣，他拒绝这个福音的话，他就没有一个重新更新的心。
Anyone who would deny Christ would still has.Still is dead in their trespasses.
那如果他要这个人他拒绝耶稣的话，他还仍然是死在他的罪恶过犯之中。
Anyway, back to our passage. Verse 42 gives us the correct interpretation.
那么回到我们的圣经里面的话，我们看到这个第四十二章的四十二节的话，给了我们一个很好的一个解释。
Jesus gives us a clue in there.
那么耶稣基督给了我们这样一个提醒在这里。
He said, "When they could not pay." He canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more?
那么，因为他们无力偿还债主，就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
So the cancellation of the debt is described as the cause of the love for the money lender.
那么，在这个地方的话呢，就是他开恩免了他的债，是这两个人爱这个债主的一个原因。
It's the act of the money lender, not the debtor.
所以在这地方的话，实际上是这个债主他所做的事情，而不是这个欠债的人他所做的事情。
It's not the love, that this person would have for the money lender that caused the cancellation of the debt.
并不是这个借债的人他做了什么，使得这个债主免了他们的债。
Just like our forgiveness is based on what God has already done.
就像是我们所被神的赦免是因着神他所做的大功。
But there's another way that people may misinterpret this passage.
那么也许有人会从另外一个角度来误解这段的圣经。
It says in verse 42-43,
这样说。
It says, when they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? And Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt.
那么当这个他们无力偿还的时候，债主就开恩免了他们的债，这两个人哪一个爱的更多呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。
So does this mean that the greatest, most horrible sinner, once they get saved, will always love Christ more than others?
那么这地方的意思是告诉我们，一个人如果他是一个非常非常大的一个罪人，当他得救了以后，他就会爱 神更多吗？
Does this mean that little child that comes to faith in Christ could never love Christ as much as somebody who lived their whole adulthood in rebellion to God and then get saved?
这难道这是说一个小小孩他从小的时候他就被得救了，他爱的他对神的爱就比不上一个他的一个人，他一直在一辈子里面都是在犯各种各样的罪恶，最后才接触了耶稣的这个爱吗？
Should we then go out and sin more and more and more so that we can be forgiven and then love God more?
那么我们是不是应该去犯更多更多更多的罪，那么有一天我们被这个神所赦免以后，我们会爱神更多呢？
Well, Paul answered that question directly.
保罗直接了当地回答了这个问题。
In Romans 6, verse 1 and 2,
在罗马书的第六章一到二节里面这样说。
He said, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
So the question is, how do I grow in my love for Christ?
那么问题就是说，我在这个在对耶稣基督的爱里面，我们怎么样来成长？
How does the little child who comes to faith love Christ as much as someone who's been forgiven for years of sinning?
那么这怎么样让一个从小他就被耶稣就是从小就得救的一个孩子，他能够爱的和一个用他的一生犯罪最后被赦免的人他们的爱一样多呢？
Well, the question is answered in understanding, first of all, the holiness of God, but also the grace of God.
那么要回答这个问题的话，我们要知道两个部分，一个就是神的圣洁，一个就是神的恩典。
In understanding the holiness of God, we need to recognize that one sin merits our eternal condemnation.
那么如果我们要想了解神的恩典的话，我们知道神的恩典的话，我们就知道我们的一个罪就会把我们就我们一个罪就把我们带入了一个永远的一个刑罚。
That's how holy God is.
那么这是神他是多么样的圣洁。
And that forgiveness of that one sin is abundantly enough to cause us to love God for eternity.
神对我们这个罪的赦免就是。这个赦免的这个是这么样的浩大的恩典，能够让我们在永恒里面能够来爱我们的神。
But we also need to understand the grace of God.
那么另外的话，我们要了解到神的恩典。
And let me ask you this.
我问你这样一个问题。
Who will love Christ more, the one that God kept from committing 50 sins, or the one He kept from committing 500 sins?
那么这个问题就是说，那么谁要爱神更多？是这个欠了他五两银子的？还是欠了他十两银子的。
Because by God's grace, by God's grace, He restrains us from sinning as much as we could sin.
那么这个因着神的恩典的话，他有这样，他会让我们能够少犯更多的罪。
So the recipient of more grace would love more.
所以的话呢，接受恩典越多的人，他会爱的更多。
So a child saved at a young age receives that great grace and that God prevented that child from sinning abundantly more.
那么所以一个从小就得救的人，他接受神的恩典，就也就是说他少犯罪这件事情就是神更多的恩典，而多过了那个一生在罪里面最后得救的人。
So there are many ways in which God's grace comes to us. It's just a matter of us recognizing it from our perspective.
那么神他的恩典他用各种各样的方式来降临在我们的身上，只是让我们自己需要从不同的角度来看这个恩典。
Therefore we can never draw the inference that we must sin more and more in order for us to love God more.
所以从这个角度来看的话，我们就永远不会得到这样的结论，就是说我们需要去犯更多的罪，这样我们可以爱神爱得更多。
Whether we sin abundantly and are forgiven abundantly or God holds us back from sinning abundantly.
那么我们或许是说我们犯罪犯的很多，那么我们得到的恩典很多。那么从另外角度看，就是说呢，如果我们神要是能够给我们，让我们少犯罪，让我们能够得到更多的恩典，这两个是不同的角度。
Either way, we have an abundant reason to love God due to what Christ has done for us.
那么不管是从哪个角度来看的话，我们都接受了神的巨大的恩典，这是给我们一个爱神的原因。
For without Jesus, without grace, without faith, without the Holy Spirit in us, we are simply dead in our sins.
如果没有耶稣，没有信心，没有神的这个恩典的话，我们现在还是死在这个罪恶过犯之中。
So listen to the parallel statement that Jesus gives.
那我们看耶稣基督他在同样的一个排比的，就是另外一个论断。
In verse 47, he says, "But he who is forgiven little loves little."
他接着耶稣说，就是那赦免少的，他就爱的就少。
Why does a person love little?
为什么这个人他爱神爱的少？
Because he feels like he doesn't have very much that needs to be forgiven.
因为他认为他没有什么东西需要被赦免的。
He, and this lack of understanding of our sin before God directly relates to how much or how little we love.
所以我们要是那个对神的跟我们跟他的关系有没有这种很好的理解的话，它是直接影响到我们对神的爱。
When we recognize how much God has forgiven every one of us, it enables us to love more.
如果我们要是真的知道神他赦免了我们多少，他就使得我们能够更多的爱神。
Christ cancels sins as a way of awakening love in our heart.
耶稣基督赦免了我们的罪，实际上是在我们的心里面唤起我们对他的爱。
The fact that a person considers himself forgiven little also shows that he's not fully trusting in Christ.
那么如果一个人他觉得他并没有做什么东西需要赦免的，那么实际上他对耶稣基督的信靠也是非常非常的少。
In fact, that person is likely leaning on his own righteousness.
那么实际上这个人可能更多的是来依靠他自己的所谓的公义。
And they don't have the gospel.
那么他们实际上是没有得到福音的。
They often think that their works will somehow pay off their sin debt.
因为他们经常会想他们的好的作为能够让他们能够少欠债。
Unfortunately, 付清
他们的债。
Unfortunately, there are many in the visible church who are under this deception.
非常不幸的是在很多世上非常看得见的教会里面有很多人都是这么想的。
We need to recognize it's wholly 100% the work of Christ that saves us.
那么实际上我们应该知道的就是我们的得救是100%主耶稣基督的工作。
And then in verse 48-50, he said this. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧，回去吧。
See, this woman recognized the divine authority that Jesus had.
那么这个妇人她这个时候她真的是认识到主耶稣基督他这样有一个属天的一个权柄。
She may not have fully understood it.
也许她没有完全的理解这个权柄。
But it seems that she may have heard many things that Jesus was saying and seen the many miracles he was doing.
那么她一定是听到耶稣基督讲了很多的道理，而且看到耶稣基督行了很多的神迹。
And in that she recognized that she could have divine forgiveness and deliverance.
那么这个时候她就认识到耶稣基督他有这样一个属天的能力能赦免他的罪。
But again, here we see a contrast in faith.
那么这地方我们就看到在这个信仰上面这个女人和法利赛人他们的这样的不同。
Those watching questioned how this man could forgive her sins.
这个女人和旁边的人的不同。那么这些人他在旁边同席的人看就说这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？
But this woman didn't question it. She heard the voice of her shepherd.
这个女人她没有来问责或者没有来怀疑这件事情，因为她听到了她的牧人的声音。
Those observing were right doctrinally to ask the question that only God can forgive sins.
因为这些听到的人，同席的人的话，他们问的问题也是符合圣经的这个他的这个圣经里面的道理的，就是说，因为只有神能够赦免人的罪啊。
But they failed to recognize that Jesus is in fact God.
但是他们并没有认识到主耶稣基督实际上就是神。
Therefore, faith in the gospel requires us to have a faith in the triune God.
那么我们对这个福音的这个信心，实际上是在基于我们对三位一体的神的信心。
If we deny the divinity of Jesus Christ, then we deny that He has authority to forgive our sin.
如果我们要是不认为不承认耶稣基督他是这个一种他是属天的这样一个能力的话，那么我们就不会相信耶稣基督能赦免我们的罪。
And we know this woman had some kind of understanding of the gospel because she had a godly sorrow over her sin.
我刚刚讲的是属天的耶稣属天的身份，不是属天的能力，属天的身份。那么这个女人她实际上是知道了这个福音的她的真谛，因为她知道谁是可以赦免。
Those who have faith in the gospel have godly sorrow for sin.
那么如果一个人他对这个福音有信心的话，那么他们就有一个属天的对于他们罪的这样一个忧伤痛悔的灵。
They have a great love for Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
所以他们就有对耶稣基督 有这样一个爱，是把他作为他们的主，他们的救主，这样一个大的爱。
And as a result, worship is a natural response, a natural act.
那么所以的话，接下来的话，我们对神的这样的这个敬拜，就是一个很自然的对神的一个回应。
A natural response fueled by one's recognition of one's own sin, but also recognition of the abundant mercy of Christ.
那么这是这样一个自然的回应，是基于我们对我们自己的罪的认识和对主耶稣的他的赦免的这样一个大能的认识。
That worship is fueled by a love for God that is a result of His abundant grace.
那么这样的话，我们的这个敬拜就是被这个神的对我们对神的爱和神的恩典。所点燃的这样一个自然的敬拜。
So I've said all that to say this.
我接下来我这讲了这么多，就是为了讲这些，讲了这一句。
If you want to grow in your love for God and others, what do you do?
如果你要想在你来增长你对神的爱 ，your love to God and others.
Love for God and love for others.
如果你要想知道你如果你要想增长你对神和对人的爱，你要怎么做？
When you look in the mirror, when I look in the mirror, do I see someone that is convicted that I don't love God as much as I should? I don't love others as much as I should.
那么如果看到我的这个对着镜子看到我自己的话，也许我会说我自己我还没有对神有我应该的爱，我也没有对别人有我应该的应该去爱人的那样的爱。
How do I grow in that love?
那么我应该怎么样来增长这样的爱呢？
Well, here's the answer.
那么这样这里吧是我的回答。
Think about everything that you have done to place Christ on that cross.
那么你就应该来思想你所做的一切的行为，你的这些行为是怎么样把耶稣基督钉在十字架上的。
Think about what He willingly did for you.
那么首先是你自己的行为让他钉到十字架，同时又在想他又对你做了什么。
Because He did it for us.
那么他为我们所做的。
We are in a sense.Holding the hammer and nailing those nails in when we sin.
当因为我们实际上是拿着锤子拿着钉子把耶稣基督用我们的罪钉在了十字架上。
We recognize it's us that put him on the cross.
我知道我们是我们这些人因着我们的罪他上了十字架。
We recognize how much we've sinned.
我们要知道我们自己是什么样的罪人。
We recognize how much we are forgiven.
但是我们要同时要看到我们的罪是我们多少的罪是被赦免了。
And he who knows that he is forgiven much will love much.
那么一个人如果他知道他自己能够有多少的罪被赦免，他就对谁神有多少的爱。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly and gracious Lord, we thank you, Father God, for